Welcome back to the podcast, guys. We've got special guests in the house. We've got Loz and Jess tagging along for the ride. We talked about all of our training goals and what's going on in the mix at STC amongst the coaches. And then we recapped Jess's powerlifting meet, which was very interesting. So you'll have to stick around just to see what happened there. Did she get an invite to nationals? How did she go? And then we talked about, you know, just some of the psychological things that, you know, kind of manifest themselves on a day like that, how to break through them, some coaching cues and lessons and whatnot. So, and that's pretty much it. So outside of that, a perfect opportunity to hit that sub button, guys, like, and support the mission. There's a lot of good things happening in the works at the moment. The other thing we haven't really kind of told you guys to do is like hit our other socials, which we're putting a lot of work in, specifically YouTube and Instagram. So go and check those out at STC Fit and enjoy the episode.
No.
You know, it feels good waking up when you feel like it.
Oh, this is fucking Gold Coast sunrise all over again. Yeah. Oh, for fuck's sake, the babies are back.
You guys can sit here and think you're better than us because you get up early.
I do.
You know what I also think? You know what I think I'm better than people is when I wake up when I feel like it.
Don't worry, we do feel superior.
I know that I'm better. It's fine.
I have no alarm.
Think bullshit. Yeah. I've got an alarm and
ever,
it sounds
like
this.
Have you ever just gone to sleep and woke up when you felt like it? That's me every day.
It's normally 5 a.m. still though.
Yeah, that's the 5 a.m. Yeah. is, you know what I hear? The sound of a door slamming open.
Yeah.
And then I hear footsteps down the hallway.
Have a choice.
Mam.
Yeah, like, you don't have a choice.
She's awake. Or he cries, but.
Yeah, it's coming.
You just get the crying for now. You don't even get the joy.
I get nothing.
You know, like
I go to my own bedroom at 1 o'clock and I can't hear a fucking thing.
Yeah.
Sorry, can't hear you out there.
Yeah. And I come in and go, would you like some toast? And then I get points for making toast. It's great.
The easiest
like parents,
food to make
nice.
Too.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mine looks like a scene from Chucky where he just like this like shadow.
That makes me not want to have kids.
The shadow at the bottom of the door and you just see the door open and this like little Stewie just standing there looking at you and you're like,
Mum.
You want to come?
Stewie
mama,
makes me want to have kids.
Yeah, literally. Mummy. Mummy.
What? Hi.
That's the stage we're at right now.
What's funny is I still do that to my mom.
Yeah.
Love that. Mom, like, she gets home from work. I'm like, how's your day? What's going on?
Be my friend.
She's like, okay, so I don't miss you when you're in Queensland.
Started calling my mum by her first name and she is like, she is so mad about it at the moment. But
It happens a lot, I think.
Yeah, I think so.
Natural transition.
I don't know.
Nah.
Is it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Nah.
Yeah.
I don't think
I've ever referred to my parents as their first name.
Never.
It's like, what the fuck did you just say to me?
Yeah. No, that's what I get though. I don't like
never.
It enables me though. Like, it encourages me though.
Yeah.
Which is like, what the fuck did you just say? Sorry.
Sometimes, well, so you do it to get a rise out of it.
Yeah, always. I'm back to being a teenager. I was a really good teenager. And now I'm at 29. Yeah. I'm reverting back to what I should have done at 16.
Did you see the photos of me at Easter, like cutting the meat with George watching me? Fucking hell, it's so funny.
Is that Steph's dad?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just like looking and then he's just like the next one he's got. All right. He knows what he's doing.
Yeah.
Dad stance.
It's not like you've been around for a million years. He's like, I just got to check this guy and know what he's doing.
She took this video and he's like, you're right-handed, yeah? And I'm like, yeah. And so he's like, well, you got to start from this side. And I'm like, it's an electric knife. I can start from any fucking side I want. And he's like, nah, man. He's like, you got to cut it this way. And I go, watch this. And I just cut straight down the left side. And he's just like, looked at Steph like, disgust.
He's like, is it too late for you to break up with your boyfriend?
Yeah, it's like, divorce, still got separate last names. It's okay, yeah.
You can do it. It's
you can come back and live with us, yeah. And then like each cut that I did of the meat, like his stance just goes from like that to this. And then by the end of it, he's like, yeah, all right.
Yeah.
I'll allow it.
We'll pass it.
So good.
I'll allow it.
So good. Fucking hell. It's hilarious. You only know if you know. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Like, I do not know.
Yeah. It's just a wog thing.
Such a wog thing.
Yeah.
Like my papu, my brother jokes about it all the time. My papu watching the electricians do work. like legitimately over their shoulder.
Yeah, yeah.
And like just like looking over to see what they're doing. You have to know. You know better than everyone.
Yeah. As long as I'm not around, it's okay. It's like, can't do that, man.
It's funny when it's not at me.
It's more money. I'm like, no, just go inside, bro.
Yeah.
I've got a few mates who are tradies and they're just like, you know, when they're the hawker, they call them.
Yeah.
Yeah. They're not happy. So just don't do it. No. Don't do it.
Yeah.
Let them do their job.
Pupple, if you're listening right now.
Listen here, Pupple. Stop it. Stop it, bro.
I hope Pupple is watching it.
Yeah, yeah. It'll get to him. It'll get to him.
You know what he'll do?
We've got a lot of influence. It'll filter through.
Yeah, of course. He's in, what do you mean, 80-something-year-old men aren't in our, like, we're not in the
100%.
Algorithm?
100%. They're the ones that tell us to stop swearing.
Yeah.
Fucking Jerry.
Keep it down.
My Pupple would be like, you fucking Malacca if you talk.
We should get him on.
We should. Oh, my God.
We do need a guest for next week.
Well.
Yeah. Papu's on.
Yeah,
let's
so
go.
What's
guys,
the title of that?
A little bit awkward, but apparently I wasn't supposed to be here. Yeah. So
we're having
I'm a little bit unprepared.
We're having a no Jason party, but Jason showed up.
There is no podcast without me.
No one's fucking sitting
I've
in
kept
my
this
chair.
Ball rolling, bro.
Yeah.
I'm 100% podcast. Yeah, I am. This year, yeah, yeah. Because you went away.
Yep.
You didn't go away, yeah.
Go away!
I had a child.
You went away from the podcast. You deserted me.
Yeah.
So Ben took days off.
For 2 whole weeks.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yep.
Was it only 2 weeks?
Yeah.
Oh, what a 2 weeks.
Jason's like, I got this grey hair from that day. Oh,
yeah. I'm glad to know that I'm still valuable. Like, I didn't go away for 2 weeks and you're like, what does he even do?
Oh,
nothing has changed.
Was there a part of you that was like, if this goes too well, maybe I'm not.
Yeah, well, he did it on the podcast.
Yeah,
he
said
this guy's doing a bit too good.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's like he really put work in for the Learn episode, and I was like, this fucking...
Fuck.
Don't be happy.
He studied these fucking questions. Yeah. He prepared these like 2 days
don't
out.
Don't be happy that he brought some heat.
No.
It's better than me.
Yeah.
Text Loz and I was like, this podcast is very bittersweet for me. She's like, why? I'm like, because you and Annie were great.
Mm.
Jason performed very well.
Yeah.
So I was like, this is going too really good without me. That's a problem.
Hey, it's
but also
the goal always to be able to
I've been able to step back and look how good
it
is.
It.
Look at the influence I've been able to create.
Sometimes what you think that you want
yes.
is not what you
yeah,
want.
Yeah, when you're a control freak and
your first meeting back is Jason performance managing you out of your role on the podcast.
We did do a little bit of a debrief, I was like,
now look,
everything that's going on in the biz, bro.
Here's all of the continuous improvement opportunities. Yeah.
Here's all the stuff that I didn't do.
Here's the metrics when you hosted the podcast. Here's the metrics when I hosted the podcast.
It's actually embarrassingly high, like how much higher the views are. It's like Jason's stuff gets the stuff that gets the most views is not me by myself. It's the me and Jason Epps.
It's the meathead crew.
Yeah. Yeah.
What's this old weirdo doing with this lady? Why are they working out together? In what world would this man and this woman work out together?
50% of the comments is just, are you safe, Jess?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Blink twice if you need help.
Yeah, yeah. How did he make you do that?
Yeah. Yeah, maybe guys are watching it just like, what do I need to say in the DMs?
This guy's a king.
He's clocked it.
This guy.
I'm maybe that could be your next post.
I'm pretty sure he's married as well. He's fucking killing it.
Yeah.
5 steps to be able to make this happen for yourself.
In carousel format and a reel.
I'll
check
out
our newest YouTube video.
It's on the Patreon. It's on the Patreon.
Yeah, it's on the secret one.
How to get taken women to train with you in wearing not much clothes.
Slay.
I think when we were training that day, like people were just impressed that there was a female walk around the gym.
Yeah,
is it a real bro gym?
Oh
yeah,
I was the only female. I think
is it a real bro gym?
It's
my home. I love it there.
Okay, put it this way: the bench that I bench pressed on is absolutely older than my father.
Yeah, it has a film on it. It has a film on it that you don't even need to like get tight because you can't move on it.
No, you can't.
It's so sticky.
And I know that stickiness is probably not the material.
It's probably an accumulation of human skin over
sweat.
Probably 21 years, I'd say that gym has been there.
And that bench press has been there the whole time.
A lot of protein.
A lot of protein. I get a sixth sense of like satisfaction though going into those gyms and just like walking around.
Oh, I couldn't stop flexing.
Oh, the mirrors are good.
The mirrors.
I mean, like, leave your weight on, bro. Yeah. I need a warm up.
Yeah. Yeah. Noel puts the weights away, so you don't have to.
For the regular podcast listeners,
I am the only one who puts their weights away. Hey, you know, I had someone, so it's fine. You know, I'm just throwing it out there.
All right. But they, God. They,
so no, no, no. So I was filming. All right. So I've been filming my workouts for you like, have? Since 2016, I would say.
Yeah.
So just like always been walking around my tripod. Yeah. It's my personal trainer as well as my content creator.
And that's then, what
an online so I set this camera up, whatever. And then I get this. First, it's this. And I was like, oh, here we go. So here I am, like, don't
I'm
argue.
Kill you.
No, 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 no. Here I am, like, this. I have to keep telling myself now there's no other gyms.
Yeah.
So I
can't fight people.
It's like, this is the best gym, bro. This has all the equipment that you love. So
be nice.
Remember that there's nowhere else.
Yeah.
So I go over there. He's like, just wanted to let you know. And he goes, I know you like to film your workouts. I'm like, yeah, whatever. I said, yeah, absolutely, I do. That's what I said.
Yeah.
Nice. And then he was like, I don't feel comfortable with the camera pointing at me. And I was like, well, I said, don't worry, it's blurred in the background. And I just focused in on me. And I said, and it's fine. I appreciate you letting me know. And I feel like he wanted me to like have a problem with it. Because then he just said the same thing again. I'm like,
yeah.
He's like, did you not hear me? I want to fight.
Yeah, I was like, I'm cool with it, man.
Yeah.
Like,
you won't be in it. It's all good.
And I can't be an asshole. Like, how dare you get worried
fucking
about.
Too bad.
Yeah. Like, how dare you? Do you know who I am? I have a micro following.
I hit 5,000 last week.
Yeah. It's like, I'm kind of a fucking big deal, bro. Like, fuck, it was weird, though. I think he wanted me to be like, well, I'm going to do whatever the fuck I want. And be like, and then I'm like,
In the car park,
In the car park, bit of a chat. And then, cancel my membership again.
Those people have scripts going into those conversations.
Yeah, they're
like,
ready.
Yeah, the I don't feel comfortable part, I was like, all right, it's okay. I get it, bro.
It's okay.
Just say,
there's a warrant out for my arrest. It's okay. Just say it. It's okay.
Yeah, I agree.
We're all friends here.
No, you're probably a really nice guy. I'm just staring.
But then the next, I tell you what, it didn't stop me though. That camera was fucking right where I wanted it.
He turned off the blur setting as well. Just to make
it's like, if you look real closely in the background, you'll see that guy's face.
There's actually
highlighted with a circle.
I am fucking joking, by the way.
There's going to be some people like,
you're the problem.
I tell you what, YouTube, man. They don't like tripods and gyms on YouTube.
So is that band now like gym wide?
No, it's just some places.
Okay, I've seen it in like a bit. I feel like a lot of other places like followed suit.
A lot of people will follow Doherty's because
it's not a blanket. It's funny though because it's not. From what I've seen in other gyms, like they're like no tripods, but then if you ask, they're like, you just can't bring a production crew in.
Yeah.
So because it was like stories of other gyms where like you'd go in there and it's like. You know, there's 400 TAMs following around one person. There's
400
box, there's box lights and, you know, whatever. And they're like, fuck is going on here? Like, So I think it's like if you want to utilize it for like proper content creation, you've got to get they monetize it basically.
Well, that's like at EMF back home. I remember you saying, being like, oh, how do you film there? Like, you know, they have signs up. I'm like, oh, I was just took that as like, don't bring a fucking crew
camera.
And create like a whole YouTube series.
Yeah, I suppose like every gym would probably allow you to do the sneaky like, you know, phone on the drink bottle.
Yeah, there's one person at the front desk. I'm like, I do it until someone tells me to stop doing it.
Yeah. I just bring around the tripods. So sometimes like, our gym, it's fine. I ask the dude and he's like, no worries, bro. Yeah. Even when I told him about Tam, he's like, yeah, sick.
Your membership is going to get cancelled now because of that invitation.
Yeah. No, he's a good guy. That's what it sounds like.
We went to Energy in Essendon.
Sick. I loved it.
Yeah, don't go there when it's hot though.
It was pretty hot in there.
It's like Bikram.
It's not hot outside.
It's like Bikram bodybuilding.
Yeah.
I probably want that though in like deep cut.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah.
It's hard to train like hard in there. Yeah. Tough day.
Well, at least if they're there, shout out to the ground and strength crew. At least they're there now.
Yeah.
So they get to experience cold and then in 9 months they can worry about it being hot.
Yeah. That's such a Melbourne gym. It's like, let's not worry about summer.
And let's paint it black.
Don't worry about those 4 days that it's hot.
Yeah.
Fuck them.
Yeah. They'll manage. The only thing that they probably, that I would have changed walking in there is they have the fans on just one straight path. Like they need to move. It's just like in one direction.
Oh,
like,
are we complaining?
You,
let's
no,
go.
No. Oh, there's one
I didn't even
one
notice.
Thing.
Ben's just very sensitive to heat.
Yes. everything else.
Very sensitive.
Yes.
Full stop.
To everything.
He turns to me, he's like, those fans should be on like rotation.
No, they should be though. I agree. I did. Fucking, it should be an aircon, to be honest.
Wow. Look,
I was like,
that'd
what is
be
this
nice.
Thing sticking out of the roof? I'm like, it's not for show.
Yeah.
Turn it on.
Yeah.
Your brother's dying over here. I paid my $20.
Aesthetics, great.
Yeah.
Yes.
Equipment selection, very good.
Mm.
Lighting, mirrors.
Excellent.
Phenomenal.
Yeah.
Yeah, Black Gym goes hard.
Yeah.
I loved your comment when we were like, fuck, the lighting's so good in here. And then you're like, maybe we're just jacked.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. Why do we always think,
you know,
it's the lighting?
Where the cables are, and then there's like a bit of floor space. That's the most anabolic spot.
Yeah,
we took the photo there.
Yeah, we videoed that.
It's all right.
We're on it.
It's consistent.
We're on it.
It's but the first thing consistent. I do when I walk into a gym. I'm like, where is the best?
It's very anabolic. Angles.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the mirrors are bubbly.
Yeah.
Oh.
Bubbly mirrors.
It was so funny. I took out the camera and I didn't even like hit camera yet. And both Ben and Adrian just went like this.
Yeah, yeah.
I was like, I haven't even done anything.
You put your hand on the holster.
I've never
the boys
seen
are ready.
Such a short response time.
Yeah,
it's because
as soon as that phone goes
Pavlov,
like that,
it's Pavlov dog.
It was insane.
Yeah, we hang out with Jess all the time.
It was just
it's
like
there's
oh.
gonna be a selfie at some moment.
You have to be ready.
Stay ready. Yeah. I'd rather be too ready than not ready for that selfie.
Yeah.
So true.
That's the way. Keep that back glute tensed at all times.
Oh, that just hurts thinking about it.
Make the delts on forever.
Yeah, it was very
permanent
impressive.
Lat spread.
Yeah.
I have invisible lat syndrome now because I'm just waiting for a photo to like happen.
That jacket doesn't help.
What do you mean?
I'm like, you can't see the lat
spread.
Yeah,
yeah.
I am just huge.
It looks like you're about to go like rob someone and just walk out with it underneath your armpit. Like, I got nothing. I got nothing.
Nothing. It's like, all me.
Go,
it's all lat under
can
here.
Can we
that's
see what's under
just
that jacket?
Got a whole day's worth of food in there. Like, I'm prepped for the podcast.
It's baby formula, man. You know how much baby formula is these days?
Expensive.
I've got like the runner's backpacks and I'm just like drinking staying
the camel pack.
I love that.
That's the one.
So are we all bodybuilders in here yet?
No. Nah.
I got 3 weeks.
3 weeks.
Of variations of powerlifting.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah, no.
Oh.
So no.
So we're not all bodybuilders yet. So you'll be a bodybuilder in 3 weeks.
12 weeks. 12 weeks.
And then
12 weeks
be...
properly.
Why are we all bodybuilders?
This is what's happened.
Oh.
Yeah.
Loz is like the furthest
is,
from at the moment. She's like, I'm just trying to be strong and fit.
This is a bodybuilding podcast. I don't know if you've realized.
12 weeks?
I'm trying to have like a toe in each kind of like.
Yeah. Sometimes bodybuilder, sometimes not. I'll take it.
Yeah.
So
today you're a bodybuilder.
We were bodybuilders last week.
Yeah.
When we went to energy, it was like, I have to be a bodybuilder today.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Love that.
Yeah.
That's why I'm trying to just be like kind of like the 90% in like every area. I'm still, like, still want to be like strong and lean, but then I also like want to be able to run and then also want to be able to lift heavy weights.
Yeah.
So like,
yep,
yeah. Doing okay.
Jace's just after
it.
The first part.
Yeah, I was
like,
wait,
whatever.
So you don't just want to be as big as possible.
Jason,
do everything you can to get there.
We have 12 weeks.
Me no comprehend it.
12 weeks. Compete
Remember?
Again.
When's our next photo shoot?
It is, don't know, we haven't discussed
October.
Yet.
October.
October. Okay. Great. Yeah. October. Okay. 12 weeks, and then after that, we are going up a weight class. Like, that is how bodybuilding we are getting.
Okay.
Oh, really?
So we're doing
we're
bodybuilding.
We're going up a
we've
weight
got a whole
class.
Year to get massive.
Not
love
competing.
That.
We are, like, not powerlifting
just,
competing.
Just putting
growing,
on size.
Just getting yoked. No focus on anything else other
lat
than getting
every
huge.
Day.
Every day lat spreads.
Stay That's amazing.
Yeah.
So, what's the next weight class for you?
Like, so, I'll sit somewhere in the 67s.
Right.
Slay. So, I'm in the under 60s.
60. Yeah.
Fuck, that's a huge jump.
Oos.
It's I don't have to do a Ben and go to 60.
We don't have to do the Haagen-Dazs
like
diet.
7 kilos.
Yeah, we do. Go back to your old powerlifting days.
Every
where you have like cheeks.
Chubby Jess. Jess smiles at the top of a deadlift and it's chipmunk cheeks.
Sounds cute.
Yeah, no.
It wasn't.
I don't care what I end up weighing. I just know that I'm not going to weigh under 60 kilos and it will be under the 67.
So is the classes, and sorry, I'm a real kind of.
No.
No
like, I'm sure there's someone else that.
Because no one else knows either.
Between 60 and 67.
This is a bodybuilding
yeah.
podcast.
That's a
yeah.
big. Like,
so there are people. which is why at 62 kilos. You're
yeah.
not going to compete in the
67. Yeah, of course,
so
yeah.
I did the under 60.
Just
however,
yourself.
However, I don't want to bury myself and continue to do that. It's just because I qualified in it and I'll compete in it because I'm going to be competitive. Like I'm very competitive.
Top of the weight class. So
second in the country. But like, but I don't want to do that because I want to grow, and it's not conducive with getting stronger if I have to sit at the same weight.
Yeah, you'll tap
for
out.
The sake of what? Just weighing in a lower weight class. Getting,
growing muscles way more fun.
Absolutely, and I know that it's going to get me that 140 kilo squat one day.
You're also probably like, do you reckon you're like close to as strong as you could get at your current weight?
Absolutely. Yeah. I'm not stronger because I'm at that weight.
Yeah.
Ben's like, yes.
We got a little bit more.
A little bit more at this
stage. But it's just a trade-off. It's not worth it.
Well, yeah. Like, it could.
So you should probably put, like.
Could do a 130, 80, 165.
Yeah. You probably still put 10 kilos on your total a year. Like, we've got 10. We'll go through the comp in a minute. But you probably got 10 off last comp anyway.
Yeah.
That's already there. And I reckon staying in the same weight class, maybe 10 a year. Adding body weight, maybe 20.
Yeah, for sure.
So, and you don't have to diet, and life's way more fun.
Yeah.
Like,
I spent.
And risk of injury and all that kind of shit too. Like,
and I mean, like, I do powerlifting, but I don't want it to be like my only identity. Like, I do want to grow, and I do want to change my physique, and I do want. I want to outspread Jason.
You guys before talking about just I'm always flexing. There's never when it's not happening.
Watch Jason's calves on the podcast. He's sitting there like,
is that one of the secrets to like hypertrophy? Just like a constant ice.
Well, if you, cold? I'm just mind muscle connection. I'm just always practicing.
Me in primary school doing the ab flex.
Yeah. Let's get abs. I bet I'll do that too hard on my shit myself.
Yeah, I was gonna say, that's the first thing I thought of. And on a podcast first.
we didn't need the ice bath after all.
That's so good. All right, so before we get into the comp, all-time lows, mate.
Body weight?
Yeah.
Yeah, bro.
Flying. I've seen it, yeah.
Since?
Shreds.
I looked it up, like 2018.
So, was that the goal?
Yeah.
I didn't even need to, you're like, are you okay?
Is everything all right?
So I don't need to ask how the diet's going, because it's going.
It's been good. Yeah, last week, I probably just, because of Easter.
Yeah.
Held, which is always good.
Yeah, I must have been a way hard over Easter.
It's on the way back down. I saw your video about the hot cross buns.
Yeah,
and it was just like, oh, Jason's going to grab 7 of them.
I put 2 bags back. But
Worth it for the content.
But I bought other hot cross buns.
Yeah, I did lol.
Yeah, well, I hadn't had a hot cross bun for a month.
What's your fave?
So I like the apple cinnamon. Yeah, that's
mine.
Without
a doubt.
Yeah.
You know,
there is no other.
No, there's really not.
Absolutely.
It's like a half an episode just on.
I was going to say, last time I was here, it was an in-depth discussion on hot cross.
All right, we won't rehash just what Jason said.
I hadn't had a hot cross bun in a month, and I ate 12 on Easter.
That's Jesus.
That's all right, and it's not. It's pretty.
They're pretty.
They're so small.
Palatable.
Yeah, I reckon I could. I reckon I could do 6 to 10. Yeah.
They're the ones from the supermarket, though. They're not the baker's ones.
I'm starting to get bored. I might, like, I don't know, heat this one up and put butter on it, and then it's game changer.
Warm is like...
I heated up to the first serving, which was 6.
And then ate the others cold while it was heating up.
Well, I was like, too much effort and the flavor doesn't change that much for me. Because I don't really like butter.
Yeah, same, of course. I don't think you really need butter on that one.
Yeah, and I feel
the
like
OG
if the,
one, you do.
If the hot cross bun's good...
I got them back on this.
Yeah. Because I was eating the brioche fruit ones, though. Because the brioche. It's got its
but
own flavor.
Because it's got the apple in it, like, look at us fucking critically analyzing. Because it's got the butter in it, it remains moist. It's not like a dry sultana. Agreed.
Yeah, the OG ones are better with butter, for sure.
What are your thoughts on having hot cross buns available all year round?
It's probably not good for my results.
Yeah. I was
you
this weekend.
You think you would appreciate them less?
I don't know. Probably not. I'd still eat them.
Yeah. Apparently, the Thermo has a hot cross bun recipe.
Oh.
So why are you talking about it and not doing it?
Yeah, why don't we have hot cross?
Because I just
hit
a weight all time low and I don't need that in my life.
Yeah. And here I am like,
I want to be lean.
I don't know why. I can't lose any weight.
Yeah.
I don't know why.
I also learnt yesterday, day before. You know the big Toblerones, like the proper ones?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Two triangles. Guess the cows.
260.
Wait, are we talking about...
260?
Yeah.
210.
210.
Are you talking about the big ones or just...
Not the novelty ones, just the normal big one, not the mini one.
I would say, 350?
355 cows for two triangles.
Yeah.
Good thing I don't like Toblerone.
That's a whole deal.
Because it's got the stuff inside it as well as the chocolate,
but it's
which is like fatty.
It's creamy.
Stuff.
It's like,
It's like too
delicious.
What was it?
They give me ulcers for some reason.
Yeah, really? Mess your mouth up.
I get like I already like live with mouth ulcers because of my autoimmune disease, and like they cook me.
Savage.
So I can't eat Toblerone. Which
sounds like it's a good thing.
Yeah, you know, it's actually my dieting hack.
Get mouth ulcers.
All right, so I've got to get mouth ulcers.
Write that down.
How do I do
that? Write
that
down.
On my lip.
That's going to be close on like the maximum amount of calories you can fit into like the...
It's pretty dense.
Like, that's
yeah,
going to be
20
close,
grams of fat.
Dense per weight.
Yeah.
20 grams of... I'm going to start getting my clients to do that when they're in a surplus and they don't want to eat more.
I had a look at Toblerone like, diet. This is... Yeah, it was 30% of my daily fat intake. Yeah. Was two squares of tofu, and I was like, oh, we're never buying this again. But I'm going to eat this one.
Yeah. The only way to get rid of it to make sure I don't eat it tomorrow is
correct.
To eat it all now.
Correct.
Yeah. In this economy, you cannot be throwing out food.
Yeah. The chocolate hacks Maltesers for cows.
Is that because they're good?
They're great. And they're
a lot
very
of air.
Low. Yeah. Very low in calories.
Oh, really?
Maltesers are beautiful. Yeah.
Yeah. Delicious.
You get an extended.
Malt isn't high.
You get an extended like time to consume as well.
Mm.
Because it's like
really good.
You only eat one or two at a time.
Mm. Savory.
Wait a sec. Wait.
Popcorn and then the Malteser.
Yes. Who only eats one or two Maltesers?
No,
yeah, that was my issue too. Being like, yeah.
I'm so sorry.
So I have a very specific strategy to consuming my Maltesers that my wife teases me about.
Okay, so you're the only one that does.
So you put two in your mouth at a time.
Uh-huh.
Put them under your canine teeth.
Mm-hmm.
Bite them in half.
Mm-hmm.
Suck the inside out.
Yep.
And then suck the chocolate away.
So what you're doing wrong is you just have to suck the chocolate off it first and then that's
no,
it.
No, you got to eat the malt first.
No.
Yeah.
How do you bite it? Like you, when you bite it, you squash it.
No, because
you
use
snap
a sharp
it.
Teeth.
Oh.
Yeah.
It's like a pick.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Trust me.
I don't think about food that much. I'm just like,
yeah, I don't think about it until I've got the weird thing that I do. And then I'm like, I do that all the time.
I probably do a bunch of weird shit too. Like, let's be real. So
interesting.
But not lately because you're all time low.
Shreds, bro.
That's it.
Yeah. Well, since 2018 was the last time I was this body weight. It's pretty wild.
Are you trying to get lower than this or are you at the end now?
We'll see. Okay. Yeah.
See how sad I feel.
Yeah, I feel I was always sort of like, I'd like to get to 85.
It's not going
to
happen.
What are you now?
You know what's going to happen?
In a bit. I want to get
He's going to hang out. Yeah. I know exactly what's going to fucking happen. We're going to do a workout and like it'll be me, Adrian, like Jackson and that will come and we'll all train together. And then he'll be like, I want
to
get fucking
You said
huge.
This to me just on the weekend. You were like, fuck, I just want to get massive.
And who were we with?
Adrian.
Yeah.
Oh, I was going to be like,
you,
me.
Adrian, and Liana.
Yeah.
I'm
like,
I'll put,
I get it.
I'll
sorry?
Put you and Liana into that conversation as well.
Yeah.
Liana looks massive at the moment, by the way.
Yeah.
Props.
Not derogatory.
Yeah.
No. Like, lots of muscle mass.
Yeah.
She was like, yeah, back in a surplus for 2 weeks. I was like, that bicep.
Her back. She was training legs. I was like, look at your back.
Very anabolic human.
Outrageous.
Yeah.
She
yeah.
looks at weight and lifts it and once. And then grows muscle fiber.
Yeah, that V squat at Energy.
Yeah.
She's going to, I said to Adrian, like, you know, back in the day, they used to like Lee Priest and stuff would have bikini girls.
Yeah.
I was like, you and I need to sit on this. Yeah. While she does it.
That machine's good for the ego, though. Like,
so many plates.
Yeah, we were using it, and I was like, we can never use this machine again.
Yeah.
It's just like not worth piling the weight on, like, for what you get out of it.
Hey,
like,
just program farmers carries. It's fine.
Like, do you want to just do dumbbells instead?
Yeah.
Yeah, it is pretty good to get the volume in though, like because you don't really.
It's not
like actually loading the spine a lot. So
yeah, did look smooth.
Yeah, yeah. If you do a lot of hinging throughout the week, or if you're trying to grow your legs,
yeah,
it is a good one for that.
But yes, the thought, my clothes aren't too big yet, so I haven't. I think that'll be the trigger for me. I'll put a shirt on and be like, brother, ew.
Oh my god, I was gonna say that.
He did the white person. Like, ew, it's brother.
Sorry. Fucking hell.
He's just not cultured enough. Brother.
It's a very firm line.
Got to use the hands too. Like, ew, brother.
And this, yeah, like the.
Good as.
Still
good
white
as.
After all.
Yeah. Yeah, you are.
Don't worry.
God bless you, Ben. That's it. God bless your whiteness. It's just so coloured over you.
Says the Caucasian people.
So cultured.
Yeah.
I wouldn't even try. I wouldn't even attempt that.
Yeah.
So that's the next level of whiteness. Hypothetical whiteness. Tanned.
Yeah.
So what's the training look like for you, Loss? You got anything on the horizon?
I'm training for High Rocks.
Oh, nice. I was supposed to do that.
Yeah.
We told a guy we were going to do it.
No, we kind of spoke about
oh,
it.
Oh, really?
Like, we spoke about it kidding. Once. I think yeah. we were going to do the partner thing.
Yeah, yeah.
No, we yeah, never... I'm doing it in partner. I'm doing it twice. I'm doing it once in Melbourne.
I think I remember you saying that. Yeah,
and
yeah,
once
yeah.
once in Brizzy. Yeah, so that's like a lot of running and cardio.
Awesome.
So trying to get right up your alley.
Yeah, that's it. Love
so
it.
So doing a lot of trying to maintain like running volume, fair bit of HIIT cardio, and then I'm trying to do 3 strength sessions a week too.
Yeah, nice.
To
nice.
Stay strong. And I'm managing it pretty well. Like I'm in most weeks I can, like yesterday I ran 10K, like it was nothing.
That is disgusting.
And then, but then I can like.
What world could
you were supposed to be training
someone be able to do that.
Like I PB'd my deadlift the other day, PB'd my bench. So it's fuck like, yeah. But I think like the important note on that is like, cause the hybrid thing is like huge at the moment. And I think everyone is, I see a lot of people trying to do like a full schedule of strength
weightlifting.
Training and a full schedule of
and
cardio.
And they just break.
Yeah.
And I don't know why I keep getting hurt.
And then they go anti-hybrid where they're like, well, no, this is not a sustainable thing. This is going to get you to burnout.
Yeah, if you're doing 12 sessions a week. Probably.
Yeah, literally.
Yeah, correct.
So before we get too far away from it and it's awkward.
Yeah.
For the people at home, what is HYROX?
Oh, right.
Yeah.
It's like a fitness race. So there's 8 stations or exercises. And in between each of the exercises is a K run. So you run for a K and then the exercises are ski erg, row erg, sled push, sled pull, med wall balls, burpee broad jump. Walking lunges and
so it's a bunch of cardio between
it's a shit ton of cardio between cardio. Correct. Mm. Yeah, yeah.
As you went through roller ski erg, my eyes
when,
just kept.
What world were we going to do this?
We never were, sir.
Yeah,
yeah.
I think I remember you said
we just
Jason could do the lunges because I did lunges once to death. Yeah, he can do them.
Yeah.
Fuck that.
Yes.
Yeah. It's a lot of you're pretty much just like redlining for like.
Yeah,
an hour.
However long it takes.
Yeah. Do you have to both do it at the same time? Or?
No, so the partnered one, you run together, but you divvy up the exercises.
No, we still have to do that.
So say
I thought
like,
you just...
Yeah, me too.
I also thought it was that. Yeah.
The guy had a scooter and he was running. Like, yeah, good job, bro. And then we swap.
Yeah.
You get
I
a scooter.
I also thought we shared the run when I initially signed up. And then, yeah, I was told.
So
that.
It's like 8Ks.
It's 8K running and then 8 exercises.
Wow.
Yeah.
And you just split the reps of the exercises.
Yeah, correct.
Do you have to do 50-50 or
nah,
you can
do it up however you want. Yeah. Yeah,
what
so
would
you
we
can, like, play
split.
To your strengths.
Just be like...
0-0.
I would do all the not leg stuff.
Oh, you can. It's
hell,
you don't have to pick exercise.
Strong legs,
yeah, but I vomit, Jason.
Oh yeah,
we've very clearly.
That'd
established
be, oh, yeah, it's like Jason. Why do you have a camera on you? Like, I just need to see what happens.
Body cam at HYROX.
Keep doing those lunges, Ben.
Yeah, 10, 12, and spew.
Is anyone else allergic to leg workouts or?
No,
absolutely not.
I'd be better on the ski and the row than I would.
Yeah.
No, I have
I'll probably vomit doing those. So
ski
erg. Just bring a bucket.
Fuck it. I did like a mimicking workout like at the group gym I train at back in Gold Coast where it was like pretty much HYROX, but we only did 5 rounds.
Mm-hmm.
And that was the hardest I've pushed in like a very long time. Like you think it's going to be hard and then you try and do ski erg after running a K and you're just like, you're just sitting at like 170, 180 for like the whole time.
I do that when I run. My heart rate stays at like 180 beats.
Yeah.
Just like trying to
just
work
trying
out.
To run.
That's when I lift weights.
Anything above an 8 rep range.
No, that's
guys
legitimate.
Ever done leg day before?
I was
done leg
say,
day. Yeah, yeah.
I will have to show you guys my heart rate when I do a Bulgarian split squat.
Oh, mine goes
like,
up pretty high.
Yeah,
too.
I'm like 180.
Yeah.
Yeah, but this is solid for like 25 minutes.
Yeah, it's just that take is.
Well, I was like, so I've done like a CrossFit strong woman comp and one of the events was it was like, I don't know, like 4 or 5 minutes long or something like that. One person had to do the Atlas stone to shoulder and the other person had to accumulate the most amount of cals on the ski erg and you could split it up as many times as you wanted.
Mm.
And one thing about me is I don't lift concrete stones to my shoulder.
Yeah, me either.
It's part of my identity.
Yeah. Feel very strongly about
long
it.
Long walks on the beach, not putting Atlas stones on my shoulder.
Correct. So like the way I had split it with like my partner, she's like, so you just stay on the ski erg the whole time, which meant that I was on
fuck
there.
Fuck yeah. So if they were happy to do the other one,
yeah,
they're
yeah,
like,
yeah.
Oh, I'll do this one for you, man.
Yeah. And take like, off the team. She broke the record for the day. Like she had the most amount, so we'd be stupid not to. But then I was on the ski erg and I was watching the other swap over and I was like,
save me.
I hate it here.
Crying. I probably hate it more over there.
Yeah, and then I look at the stone, I'm like, 40 kilo stone to the shoulder doesn't sound so bad after
all. I'm gonna keep skiing.
But no, that's like, that's incredible. Like, to be able to.
I haven't done it yet, but.
Well, you're training for it, which has to be harder.
Like, no, you'll get it done.
Yeah.
Is it like
No, but yeah. I'll
what's the obstacle one where you can skip shit? Is it like is it like
all
that?
Of shit. All of them.
Yeah, you know when they do tough, like is it Tough Mudder in the Spartan race? Like people will just do it who don't train and they just like don't do the stuff that's hard.
Oh.
So they just walk around the whole course.
It's just a playground.
It's like, yeah, I'll take my medal because I paid for it.
What'd you do on the weekend? Went for a 21-kilometer walk.
I did the Spartan race. Wait, let me just put so mud on my face.
So you have to do it. You can't just skip the.
Oh, yeah.
Because a lot of those.
No, yeah. This is not a. Participation. It's not a fun run crowd.
Yeah, correct. It's not color run.
Right.
Yeah.
Are we talking like uniforms and apparently, face paint and shit? And like.
I thought they.
Apparently, this is my first time competing, but
they wear a lot of matching.
I love a good competition.
At the international level, it gets.
You know, this is how competitive I am. I know I have no business doing any of that, but if I had to go, I'd try to win.
Of course.
Yeah, like, but I know I couldn't win.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's just like, that's how competitive I am.
So, like, how do I, at least, like, how do I get the best time possible?
Yeah. Or, like, how can I make the person not win? Like, do I trip them or that? Yeah. Do we add a few kilos into the sandbags, you know?
But, like, pour a few out of mine.
Yeah.
Like, I saw, like, was it James Newbury or whatever? Like, he competed
in the Gold Coast. Yeah.
So, like, they all, like, all the, all the big.
Yeah, they do like big CrossFitters and like nationals.
Oh, so when we become CrossFitters, we'll do it.
Yeah,
cool.
I'm ready.
I don't think powerlifters do it because it's pretty much all.
No, there's a bunch in Melbourne.
Really?
They're doing it. Yeah.
Interesting. Yeah.
It's a whole. It's a whole thing here.
Okay.
Yeah.
Ben's a hybrid athlete.
I didn't know that.
He's an MMA powerlifter bodybuilder.
Excellent.
Yeah. Yeah, the fighting's going really well.
Did you buy any shit for it?
No.
Oh, thank God.
No, I did one class.
That's what I would have done, though. I would have bought all the stuff and not gone.
Yeah. All the gear and no idea.
I still have it.
I found my gloves in the end, so I didn't.
Yeah, I know. I know. Yeah. After that little subtle interrogation that
you
I had.
Got my shit, bro.
I know you have it. I was like, bad luck for you.
Yeah.
All right, quick break in the episode, guys. Just wanted to talk about coaching. So we at STC Fit are committed to taking your body composition, training, performance, your health and well-being all to the next level. Our experienced team of coaches are ready to help you get the most out of yourself. You don't just have to be a powerlifter or a bodybuilder or an athlete. You just need to be somebody who knows that you have a lot of potential and want to reach it. And you can join the team by heading to the website, submitting a coaching inquiry form, and one of our coaches will get in touch with you. All right, let's get back to the episode.
All right.
Tell us what happened.
Segway was seamless.
Tell us what happened.
Thanks, Dad.
Tell us what happened.
So
Jess has been preparing this whole time for the big day, the powerlifting meet. Let us know what went down.
Hi.
Never seen you nervous before.
No, that was...
So, Ben and I have summarized the day by mission failed successfully.
Mm. Right, okay.
Okay. Yeah. Oh, this is going to be juicy.
Yeah, I'm interested in this.
So, basically, as like my prep went on, the goalposts kept changing. So, we just like kept increasing what I wanted on the day.
More.
Yeah.
The STC Fit way.
So,
I'm happy.
I'll start with the result and then explain how we got there.
Okay.
So for this year, in the under 60s, I'm second in the country.
Mm-hmm.
I got an invite to nationals. It's a whole story, but I got an invite to nationals,
mm-hmm.
Drug tested and non-drug tested. I got drug tested on the day, meaning that I was in the top 10% of athletes. So 4 out of 40 people on the day.
Amazing. I'll ask the drug testing question after.
Oh my God. Yes. Yeah. Like. It's my favorite part of the day.
Yeah.
Got second overall on the day, like out of the women. Didn't hit any PB. Oh, hit all platform PBs, like, but didn't hit any PBs on the day. And I only got 4 out of 9 attempts. So it was the shittest performance.
4 out of 9. Wow.
Yeah. I only got 1 squat, 1 bench, and 2 deadlifts, which is fine. But
yeah.
1 squat, 1 bench.
Interesting.
So just for Lauren and anyone else who's like, what the fuck does that mean? So basically you have 3 attempts at every lift.
Mm.
Usually you do a safe first lift that you can do like 2 or 3 reps for
hitting the gym. Which very easily.
Worst day. then your second is usually equal to what your best has been in the gym, because theoretically, if you peak well, you should be stronger on the day. And then your third attempt is determined by what that second looks like.
Yeah.
So if it looks really comfortable, you make a big jump. If it's sketchy, you make a really little jump.
Yeah. So.
So 4 out of 9 is bad.
Very bad. Very bad. Like, my athletes haven't ever gotten less than 8 for 9 at a comp. Mm.
So does that mean you failed?
No. So if you don't, you have to get at least one squat, at least one bench, and at least one deadlift. So you have to go 1, 1, 1 at a minimum to put up a total.
Yeah.
But if you fail all 3 of 1, then you're fucked.
Because they calculate the score.
That's called bombing out.
But like the 5 attempts were like, couldn't get it up.
So I'll explain.
Put your seatbelts on. Let's
put your seatbelts on. So for my squat, I opened on a 122.5 squat, which was like body weight ratio, like the second heaviest squat on the day. However, I could not get 130 up. So my second attempt just didn't move.
So you went from 122 to 130?
To 130, which was a calculated jump that should have been okay because I got it in the gym.
Done it in the gym? Yeah.
Once. Yeah.
Our goal was 135. Like, we were pretty confident we'd get 130.
And then I couldn't get 130 up. Mm. Just couldn't do it. And I was like, okay.
So I feel like we need
to go back down.
I feel like we need
you're
to go.
You're not allowed to.
Like,
oh, you're not allowed to go down.
Screen comes across 8 days earlier.
SpongeBob.
And we had a enormous weight spike.
Okay, so basically, like, because I don't hold anything back and I'm not filtered even slightly.
No.
So basically, I was like, cool, this is the perfect timing. It's like mid-cycle, so I'm not going to have a weight jump. Anyway, 8 days earlier, the morning before.
Well, yeah, it started a week out.
And it
got worse.
So, all right, let's take it back a little bit more. So I have an autoimmune disease and nothing flares my autoimmune disease up quite like peaking heavy lifts.
Heavy weights.
Nothing flares me up more than it. That's why I stopped powerlifting when I was a junior because I couldn't deal with the stress of being sick. And I was like, I'm in a position where I'm really healthy, so I think I'll be okay.
Yeah.
She was not okay. And
they were okay until the week out.
Narrator.
It was a couple weeks out that like symptoms had like started. So like I get like pleurisy in my lungs. So just like I get fluid in my lungs and then like my pee is really weird because my kidneys start playing up. And they're like the two main big ones that affect my day-to-day life. So like they started and I was like, fuck. And then my weight started increasing. I have been sticking to a meal plan. All prep. I like ticked every box. I was like not fucking eating lunches out. Like when we would go out.
You were doing really well.
I was doing really, really well. And like my weight just.
You inspired Ben to write a meal plan.
And
now I'm shredded.
Thanks so much.
It's all you.
Thank you. So I like went all in on like trying to be an athlete about it. Like that was the whole thing. And I still am. But then my weight shot up. And it was like definitely an inflammatory response to the stress that my body was going through.
When you say shot up, how big are we talking?
Oh, like a kilo. Oh. But when you sit at 61 kilos and it's 60 kilo weight,
it's a lot. 1.5% of your body.
So then it was cool. Like I had organized with Annie to do like a low residue diet so I could just drop a little bit of weight in terms of food volume as we headed into comp after my heavy lifts were done.
Yep.
Slay. I was 600, like I was like 60.6 the day before. I was like, cool, I'll wake up, drop some sweat overnight, take a shit in the morning and I'll be good.
Yeah.
Anyway, I woke up at 61.2. My boobs were bigger from ovulating. So it was ovulation.
Yeah.
And my weight went up.
Yeah.
So the morning of, I had to have a hot bath and sweat. So that was not slay.
Yeah.
And then I weighed in. The first time I weighed in, I was still a little bit over. So I like walked on a treadmill and like jumper and whatnot. And it's just like it really went against. I was like so upset because it goes against so much of what I believe in. Mm. I had to remind myself that I'm like kind of not doing this just for like a little bit of a fun thing. I was like, I have the capacity at 60 kilos to do something at nationals. Like I have the capacity to podium at nationals. I have the capacity to be one of the best in the country. Like I just kind of need to stick this out for one last comp.
Yep.
So I did that. So I also was unwell the week before as well.
You didn't come to Formula One.
I didn't go to the Formula One. But obviously, like, I don't like being a this is the first time I'm speaking out about this. I don't like being a victim to any of all like any of that because I know that I did the best that I could leading up to comp, and my prep was incredible. There were no missed lifts. I ate the best I've ever eaten for a prolonged period, the most dedicated I've ever been. So to have it go the way it was on the day and like not even be able to move 130, I was like, cool, like I have hit this once before in my life. Like maybe you're just nervous, stressed. Maybe it was a sickness. Maybe it was this, that, the other, whatever. Like bench and deadlift are more fun anyway.
There's a lot of impact from having to water cut on your nervous system.
Yeah, of course.
But it's going to carry over into top end strength.
Yeah.
And it's like it came back. It was like the more you ate and drank throughout the day, the better you felt as well. So it's like probably just the reload, whether it was just time or not enough or whatever. It was just like we just
could be nerves. Like I will put it down to nerves a lot, as well. Yeah. Like 130 is a real trigger number for me as well, because it's like the heaviest I've ever lifted, only ever done it once, blah, blah, blah. And I remembered how hard 130 was to lift at the gym. Like it wasn't like it was an easy lift. It was really fucking hard.
Yeah.
So I didn't get the 130 based on strength. So I failed the lift. Had to get spotted. Cool. Yeah. For bench, this one, we'll go to the full story of bench. So I opened on 72.5, which I do with my eyes closed. Like it was, and my first attempt was, it was really, really easy.
Yeah.
My bum came off the bench, which is not allowed in powerlifting. Calls were fine. Bench was easy. Lift was seamless. My ass came up and I was like,
I just walked off. I was like, good job, walked off, like ready to go, put in the next attempt. And I got around the sheet and I saw reds. I was like, the fuck for?
Yeah.
So you didn't see her bum lift up?
It did. It definitely did.
Yeah,
definitely.
But yeah. It wasn't a thing that we even had front of mind as
because not going to lie, like, I've got a really pretty bench press. My bench press was really nice.
Yeah.
But anyway, I was like, to Ben, I was like, oh, so if you usually fail a lift, you just repeat the same number again typically. I was like, nah, like that was so fucking easy. We're going to do 75. We won't do the 77.
And
like,
just keep your bum down.
Yeah, we'll do 75, get some more points on the board. The refs were being very, very red lighty. So there was in squats, like if it was even close to borderline where they would typically give you a white.
It was really strict.
It was reds. I've never, no one has ever seen that many red lights in a comp ever, like including the refs.
Yeah.
But that's fine.
It was consistent.
It was exactly.
Well, that's,
it was all you can ask.
And that's and you'd rather know that you did it 100% than have to question it and fuck it up on nationals.
Makes the white more meaningful.
Exactly. So I said to Ben, cool, whatever, we'll do like 75 kilos regardless for the next attempt. Anyway, set up, super tight, happened again. So if I failed my third bench, I wouldn't qualify for nationals. I'd bomb out of the comp and it would just be fucked.
So this is where...
The first time Ben...
Outward persona is, it's going to be fine, Jess. And Jess is looking at me like, is it going to be fine? And both of us internally are going, I want to fucking throw up.
Like, so in all fairness, like I'm a very not chill person. We can all agree.
No.
Ben can gas me up later. But like I was so composed and it wasn't like we weren't having like this mental breakdown. It was just pure confusion because it's never happened before.
Yeah.
We were like, what the fuck? If it was something like maybe if I didn't wait for the press call. Sure, maybe my presses weren't long enough in training. Like, but it just had never happened before.
Did you feel it happen on the second attempt?
No.
Oh, you can't feel it happening.
I didn't feel it. I didn't know what was happening because I was like, tension's on the whole fucking time. Like, I was consciously... 75 kilos is not heavy for me either.
It didn't look different.
So, was it like... Was the bench too high? Or?
We'll talk about it like that at the end. But anyway, third... Yeah. So, in between the second and the third attempt...
Also, just to add, we've now missed four in a row.
Yeah.
Four lifts.
So
oh, yeah.
Squat,
you hit the first squat.
Yeah.
And miss, then you've miss.
Yeah, that's not good.
So,
it was
like,
really bad.
Confidence-wise, it's...
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
And I, like, said to Ben, I was like, I can't bomb this. Like that was the closest I came to like fucking crying. I was like, I cannot fuck this up. Like what if I bomb? So we went on a bench. There was no barbell even on this bench in the warm-up area. Like there's everyone waiting to bench next, so I'm in between the
everyone else is actually warming up.
I had like the fucking photographer, another coach that I know, Ben literally on hands and knees watching, and we changed my entire bench setup with no barbell on some random warm-up bench at the back with two people that were not coaching and Ben watching. We just changed my setup, and then I came back and I benched the 75 with a flatter bench because I was like, fine, like this feels really different. So feet were wider, back was flat, hips were down. There was no like my arch was.
Feel like a bodybuilder?
Fucking press 75 kilos. It's at 60 kilos body weight.
Let's go. Flexed on the way off the platform.
Oh, yeah. I also did that too.
Fuck yeah.
I did that too many times for someone that went 4 for 9. But I got it. But the coolest thing in the fucking world, I didn't know that many people at comp. Like, I had a few people in the crowd that came, like, but I didn't really invite anyone. Every single person was like, Jess, you have to fucking get this.
Yeah.
Every single person from the back came out. The refs were all in my ear. They're like, come on, Jess, we really want you to. The fucking tech bench, the spotters, like Andrew in my ear. He's like, Jess, you got to get this. Keep your bum down. Like every single person.
They make it better or worse.
So much better. Yeah. I fucking drive off
people. They lifted it for her.
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
It was the coolest fucking experience. And like even like. I've like, I say this now, like I've never missed a call in bench. Like I've never failed based on like missing a press call or a start call or whatever. But even when I racked it, like the spotter being like, don't fuck it up. Wait. And I was like, yeah.
Even the ref on the other side from where I was like, obviously watching. As soon as the bar locked out, I just looked at the ref.
And
she was smiling like this. And I was like, yeah, we did it.
And it was like, you would have thought that I broke a fucking record and all I did was got my second lift for the day.
That's awesome.
But I stayed in the comp and then deadlifts were deadlifts. Like it was, I got my first fine. So at that point I was 122.5 squat. 75 bench, opened at 155 for a deadlift, got that up.
So at least now you've got a total.
Yeah. As soon as I got that deadlift, thank you.
Powerlifter.
As soon as I got that deadlift, I was like, this is it. That's fine. Like I got that was fine. My all-time best deadlift in the gym was 165 and we went from 155 to 162.5 and that was a grind. It was like a solid grind.
Big fight.
It was.
I think I've seen the video.
Yeah. It was fun though.
Yeah.
And it was like, it was great. Loved it. Favorite lift of the day. And like, I didn't have much hope of getting something after that, but I was like, I'm going to fucking die. It was a legitimate, like in one spot for at least 5 seconds.
Yeah.
Like I was like at the top and I was like,
oh no,
I'm going to pass out. I was there for like, when you think about how long, like 5 seconds yeah. is, like yeah. I was just standing there trying.
It's an eternity.
With, yeah.
The bar literally stops a second. It feels like half an hour.
Yeah. Oh my God.
Yeah.
So anyway, so I finished 122.5, 75, 162.5 at 59.9 kilos body weight, which was more than a 6 times body weight total, which was the second goal we had set for comp. Like we moved the goalpost and got that. Obviously did not do what I wanted to do on the day, but still ticked off so many things that I did want to do. It taught me like I definitely just need to be myself on comp day, like being around people. Like I did so much better when I got out of the warm-up area.
Yeah.
Like before my squats, I had my headphones in. For every other lift, I was like out in the crowd, like talking to my friends and family and like chatting to people. But it was so much fun and I fucking loved it. Like,
awesome.
I don't care that on paper I did so fucking shit. I did so shit.
On paper, it looks great.
Yeah.
Well, the totals on paper.
Yeah, total. If you look at my 4 for 9, everything else was amazing. And then I was chatting to somebody that trains at or works at that gym that I competed at.
Mm.
And he was like, so what happened with your bench? And I was like, I don't fucking know.
Mm.
And I explained the situation. He's like, oh yeah, the benches at the back are higher than the bench at the front. They're taller.
Love that.
And I was like, okay.
Nothing like a bit of standardization.
Yeah.
Then ask a few more questions, do a few more things. It's not the same setup as the typical Rogue or the typical, what's Alico.
Oh,
is there
right.
no like standardization?
I was just about to say, there's got to be a set height.
Yeah, should be.
Anyway.
Yeah.
Absolutely should be, because that's why it's, you know, X thing approved.
Yeah.
Interesting.
But the one thing about...
The plot thickens.
So I don't know if that's a... They don't have that in the Fed.
Oh,
it was just not
because
there,
you've
or...
also got to keep in mind that
true.
In this federation, people walk out of a monolift at some comps.
Yeah, I keep forgetting that like there's a million federations.
But there's no consistency in this one because I coached in Traralgon where there's no mono. You don't squat from the mono.
So you
have
out.
To walk it out. But everyone walked it out of a mono.
Yeah.
Oh, so you did that.
Strength types like that as well. You always walk out of the mono because they'll run mono and... walk out at the same time.
Right.
So you just have the mono there and then walk out of it.
No, but no one was allowed to use the monolift at this comp.
Yeah.
Even the wraps have to walk out in APL.
Yeah. And then sometimes you can have, depends on the
Isn't
meet
it?
Director, to select whether you have
a squat bar or
a power bar.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
It's like one of my girls like used the power bar for the first time like 7 days out.
Yeah.
I used the squat bar and she's like, oh my God. It's
and
so
they
different.
Have,
it feels
like, and they have deadlift
she
bars.
She hated it. I was like, it's the best.
They have deadlift bars.
Yeah.
Yeah.
As
yeah.
well. So
yeah.
there's.
But that's pretty consistent. Most comps at least have.
Walking with wraps is sketch, in my opinion.
My client has to. Like, so
yeah.
My client has to walk out her squats at
like,
comp.
You would be better off if you're comparing not walking out and walking out. You know what I mean?
I think walking out sketch anyway. I watched a guy walk out squat 405 on the weekend.
Is that guy? What's his name?
Pasha.
Why is it sketch?
Just trying to walk with 400
yeah.
kilos.
You have
shoulders.
To take a step.
Yeah, because the mono is just a hook. And
yeah,
it,
yeah,
you,
I know
what
that
yeah, yeah.
The lever. So you, then you just have to stand up and you can be set. But when you have to walk and then be balanced and then you got fucking eight spotters because it's 400 kilos.
You're burning energy too with that. Like,
absolutely.
Yeah.
What's his name? Is it Ray Wilkins or whatever?
Williams?
Yeah.
Have you seen that man squat? Like,
yeah.
Like he just walks it. Just walks it out. Like, yeah. That's a different
It's a skill in and on of itself.
He's like, how much could you lift though without the step?
And then it's like, is it load limiting so it makes it a little bit safer so you don't see like the knee explosions and stuff that you see? Like, I don't know if that...
Your face.
Yeah, I've already... Even you've had an injury and you can just feel it.
Feel
yeah,
it.
I've still got the trauma.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I don't know. I think that what APL is trying to do is unite lots of different things from lots of different places.
Take all the good stuff.
And one of the, I guess, downsides to that is the congruency every single meet isn't quite the same. So, like, if you compete in another Fed, it's like every single thing we do from the start to all the way to international competitions is exactly the same.
Yeah.
But then you have that comps, all that rules, that comps, all that rules. And then, like, there was a weird time where it was, like, all the natty comps, the tested comps, were this and all the untested comps were something else.
Yeah. Mm.
So then if you wanted to go compete in wraps and use a mono, you had to compete against
potential
untested lifters.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I get it.
So APL is trying to be like,
well, you
it's
can do
all
both.
Here.
Yeah.
But then you get in sometimes into a trap where it's like,
so this comp
do too
was,
many things and
this comp was tested only as well.
Yeah.
So it was only tested lifters at this comp. But yeah, like I just want to like make sure I say like I take full responsibility for my lifting on the day. I was just like my squat. There's like nothing like cool. The week and the lead up to it, great. That's my responsibility. Like great, whatever. But yeah, like I think it's worth mentioning the bench because it was like you just never fucking know what's going to happen on comp day. But I still take full responsibility and that's why we came back, changed my setup and just like made it fit for the day.
I also think though you learn like how to navigate those things that you just can't see coming.
Totally.
So,
and that's...
Sorry.
Yeah, no, you go
for it. There's a big part of... We joke about it all the time, like fucking going to war and shit.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah, you're training in an air-conditioned room with a balanced barbell. Shut the fuck up. But the... I remember Jordan saying this when I heard it when I was first starting powerlifting and I was like, fuck, that's so important. Is treating it like any other sport.
Yeah.
So if you play netball and the... Like the court's surface is different this week to week. And then like the soccer fields, one's really hard, one's fucking a bog pit.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean? Like there's, you have to adapt. And Cello made the example of like, I've gotten to games and like, fuck, I don't have my boots.
Mm. Yeah.
What am I going to do? Like being able to overcome that, he goes, seeing people that have played sport before go into powerlifting do way better than someone that's just gone to the weight room and everything's been perfect conditions all the time.
Yeah.
Because it's like, oh no, this is southerly, I'm fucked. Like, just kind of breaks everything. So it was a good reminder for me to be like, this is a sport.
Yeah.
Conditions change. Even the judging.
Yeah.
It's like, any sport you watch, you just want the referee to be consistent.
Yep. Yeah.
So if everyone's getting lighted on their squats, fucking squat deeper.
Yep.
And it's like, that's what it is. Yeah. There's no point. Even like we had nationals last year, the press calls were really long.
Yeah.
Out of three groups, there was three third bench presses.
Yeah.
And most people missed their second.
Yeah.
Just because the press call was long. But it's like everyone's press call was long.
Well, and I think like the difference is, but like what makes an athlete is being able to not just adapt. Sit there and be like, oh, the refs are fucking calling
exactly.
everything. Or like, I've got to hit my depth or whatever. It's like, what are we going to do with this?
Yeah. So for us, it's like, okay, what bench is going to be used at nationals?
Yep.
Let's make sure that we at least peak on that.
Mm.
What bar are we using? Are we walking out? Is it a mono? Is it like a freestanding rack?
Yeah.
And let's get exposure to that. I remember when I was competing, I used to try and go to like three different gyms in my preps.
Yeah.
Because I was mainly training out of Good Life. And I was like, I need to go to a powerlifting gym.
Yeah.
I need to go here. Just so I felt like you guys are probably the same.
It's like playing away from home.
You have your squat rack
in
the gym. Like your cage. Like this is where I go and squat. And this is my spot. And this is that spot on the wall that I look at every single time. And then
the
you go
light
to-
that I have to close my eye on when I do this bench. Yeah.
It's like I know the bench press is slightly off, like the one at Essendon, to the being parallel with the roof and it fucks with my head.
Yeah.
Like you then go, oh, I have to put myself in situations where I'm going to be uncomfortable and this is going to be weird. Mm. So yeah, both things are true. It's like it sucks with your setup. You were affected by the height of that bench because the way your setup is.
Totally.
But also it's like, okay, well, how do we adapt on the fly? And
well, now you
next
know things
time,
about the setup that you didn't know before.
Yeah. And like, we know what to do. And I was just like, so proud of the way that we did treat it like a sport in that moment and be like, cool. Like even beforehand, before we even went out to bench, Ben and I looked at each other. We're like, cool. If the refs are going to be reffing the way they are for squats, let's not go 72, 77, 80. Let's go 72, 75, 77 and just see what we can put on the board, because if it's a long press call, we'll just get as much as we can. So at that point, I like didn't even care about the number that I would put up for a total. It was just like, let's do the best we can with these conditions right now.
Yeah.
Which was so much fun. And like, I think that's why I'm looking back at it so favorably, because I'm like, we did so well with what we had. Like, we took it all, like, copped it on the chin, took responsibility, changed what we needed to. And then, like, I was rewarded by the MC calling out my name for me to go pee in a cup and get drug tested.
How many things. How many times have you been asked in the last 3 months what you're taking?
Oh, like, on average, minimum once every, like, between a week to fortnight.
Yeah.
Like, at least every 10 days, let's say, on average, I get like a DM slide or someone asking
me. Or a fake account.
The fake account was my favorite. Oh, yeah, with those delts. I was like, I'm a power lifter.
It's such a compliment, though. You're like, thank you.
Yeah.
You think I'm on something.
So it was like literally me that will like post every kind of wrap up on social media. My whole wrap up was like one story with a pee cup being like, guys, I got a 360 total and I peed in a cup. Thank you.
I've made it.
I think that highlights as well just like the importance of process versus outcome goals though, right? Because it's like you, if you hadn't ticked every single box and lead up, you'd be way shittier than you are now.
Totally. Yeah. And like now I'm like, cool, we're going to go straight into another prep.
Yeah.
Like because like we were accounting on the fact that with the total that I could have put up with my openers alone, luckily, I should be in a realm that I could qualify. And with powerlifting, there's like a website where you can just look at everyone's results. So this week things went out, like invitations went out. So I'm still awaiting my invitation because I fucked up and I accidentally applied for the non-tested nationals, which is separate to the tested nationals. I got it.
They're like, you liar.
Yeah.
You cheated the piss
what
test.
Drug test. What
you
drug
cheated
test.
It.
Yeah. Oh, actually, the poor, I forgot the lady's name.
Lots of glucose.
The blonde lady at the comp, the one that like watched me pee, She was like, I need to check inside your soft suit, like to make sure you don't have a pee bag. So she's like,
when you said check inside, I was like, where is this?
So
I never want to do
that. Strong commitment.
Yeah, I'm standing upstairs in a room
fucking
with like
soft suit, bro. Like,
no, so I had it like taken off and I was just wearing like my sports bra with the soft suit and I like looked at her dead. I've weighed in naked, by the way. So like the girl that I weighed in front of, I was like, I looked at her, I was like, sup?
The vulnerable side of powerlifting.
Like, you know, oh, and I was just, she's like, it's fine. Like, I do like remedial therapy. I see people naked all the time and I'm like already undressed. I'm like, yeah, no
way. I've done that as a side note when I went to get a spray tan and she was like, oh, you don't have to take your clothes off yet. And I was like already naked. I was like, I'm just really ready for this.
Just came.
Just love being naked.
She was like, she's like, I need to check if you if you're hiding anything, like a urine bag or something like that. And I just like looked her dead in the eye. I was like, I'm free balling. She was like, okay. So I'm like, I was like, I can't make this more uncomfortable for everybody involved.
You should have done a day in the life and just really gone.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
My me
nationals.
Naked.
Well, this is what I'm going to do different because I was like so nervous about this comp because I truly didn't know if I was going to make it to the end in terms of my autoimmune disease. So I really, really didn't know. That's why I didn't want to do this big old like, obviously, I posted my lifts at the end and everything like towards the end of my prep, the last 6 weeks. Nationals is just going to be so different. It's like, cool. As soon as the confirmation comes through, it's just going to be like, cool. Like, this is the road to nationals. Yeah. Like, I don't think I'll be drug tested at nationals unless I do, like, if I do podium, then maybe. Mm. But like.
But you already picked the one where you don't have to.
Yeah. So this is me confessing.
Low key, it's in Geelong. It's so much cheaper for everyone.
It sucks. It does.
You gotta go to Goldie, yeah? Is it the Goldie?
It's fuck yeah.
Brisbane.
Oh, Brisbane.
Close enough.
Close enough. It's Brisbane and it's drug tested and it's further away in terms of time. Yeah. So this one's in the middle of May. Yeah. And I'm like, I don't want a 7 week. My body will literally give out on me.
And also you want to come to Queensland.
Exactly, obviously. So yeah, anyway, it was a slay.
Catch a sunset, mate.
Sunrise.
Sunset.
You would be okay for sunset.
You and I can catch a sunset.
Yes, please.
You guys had fun.
Yeah, it was okay.
No regrets.
Yeah, it was all right. It was all right. Like, what did Tam say? Being up early is good, but getting up early sucks.
Yeah.
Well, he's right.
That remains true for morning people as well.
Correct, yeah.
But, yeah, that's me. That's me done. Failed successfully.
No, I love that.
You've probably underrepresented how hard it is to keep your head in going through everything that happened on the day. And you did a really, really good job to stay
in.
Like,
it's very not Jess-like.
Mature Jess.
Yeah, there was a couple of times where I was like, okay. So the way that it was set up is like lifters had to exit like stage left and then you walked out with them stage right. So you had to go around this massive like fucking canvas curtain, and there was a couple of times I walked around that corner just like, okay, what are we walking into here? Like, what kind of Jess is going to walk around that corner in 2 seconds, and how are we going to deal with that? But every time you were calm, it was like, it was really cool to approach, see you just go, it is what it is. What do we need to change? How do we fix it? And nationals would be really fun, I think, too. Like, just looking overall at powerlifting, the trap that you can get into, and I wonder, having the prep that you did, you like, I'm just going to try it all and see where I land.
Yeah.
Versus, I have to total this. I have to squat this. If I miss a lift, I'm a fucking piece of shit human. It's my whole identity, all of that kind of stuff. That's when meats like fucking fall apart.
Mm. Yeah.
That was entirely what we worked on through this prep and like we're conscious of. The end of the day, like, yes, I did this to attempt to qualify for nationals. It's not something you can take for granted. It's not something that you can just assume you're going to get invited to. It's, you know, it's a big feat and it's a huge achievement. So like, never lost sight of that. But I just wanted to enjoy it. And like what you said, be process driven, tick every box. I stopped training early in the morning and started training in the afternoon so that I would be, you know, better fed and did all the things that I could to put myself in the best position on the day. And at the end of the day, that's where we ended up. And now at this next comp, like at nationals, cool. Like, it might be exciting to change totals if you're fighting for a podium and things like that. But the whole goal is, one, don't bomb. Two, just do better than I did at my last comp and get a total PB.
Yeah.
Do what I'm capable of and be able to express that within the walls of the powerlifting rules. Yeah. And that's like, that's all I want.
And the situation of the day.
Correct. Yeah. Like, so that's all I want to do. And I just have to do the same thing again for this prep.
Yeah.
Tick all the boxes. We're going to approach it a little bit differently now that you know what I'm like in a peak. And that's it.
I just think the process thing is like so important for like any athlete. It's like, it'd be the same for bodybuilders. It's like,
yep,
you can only do what you can do. And then at the end of the day, like that outcome is largely, well, I mean, it's like within your control, but there's a lot that is not 100% really, in it. It's not within your control.
Who cares if like, because like there was a girl that squatted a national record on her all three attempts.
Yeah. So you can't do anything about that. And like people get depressed after any sort of competition when they're like, it's all outcome.
Yeah.
But like even for like a bodybuilder, it's like if you get on the stage and you have you've done every cardio session, you've lifted every single weight, you've like nailed your meal plan, whatever, you can still go home happy even if the person next to you wins.
Yeah, absolutely.
I think the culture we have in our powerlifting team, because I know Jess approaches it the same with your lifters, is that it's like I won't lie, I expected to get 5 national invites yesterday and we got hopefully one.
Well, we did get one.
we did get one. Just to the wrong event. But we brought up last year's nationals just to show the girls. And I was like, if you totaled over 300 last year, you were a walk-in pretty much up till the open weight class in the girls. This year, it's like 340, 350 just to fucking get a look in. And like, I think it was the 67s. You needed 340 to be 20th.
Yeah.
Jesus.
It was like the standard just
exploded.
Yeah.
It's huge in 12 months.
It's like a 20%, 15% increase in 12 months. There's a lot of new people have moved to the Fed.
You're looking at a 400 dots for most weight classes.
Yeah, to be competitive, which is
elite.
Last year was like, that's podium. This year, it's you qualify. This is congratulations.
The standard to get in.
Yeah. So it was like, most of my girls were like, cool. Like, the nationals was never really the goal. It was just, how do I get in? It's the
best they could anyway.
Exactly. And it's like, I tell the story all the time. Like, my last meet, I was like, I'm finally going to get a podium, because I knew everyone that was competing. I'm like, it's going to finally happen. And then like 10 days out, Anthony Krusner entered and totaled like fucking 950. Yeah.
And got told not to try.
Yeah. And then another kid, I think he deadlift 6 times body weight?
It was something fucking stupid.
Yeah, it was
like
close to 400 kilos and he was like 80 kilos or something stupid. Yeah, I was like, okay, cool. There's my podium gone. Like, I'm 5th. Awesome.
Yeah.
But it's like, you can't control who else is going to show up on the day, what everyone else in the entire country is going to do to qualify for nationals, what the judges are going to be like on the day, what the bar is. Like, you can't control any of that stuff. All you can do is, like you said, process driven. Did I do better than last time? Did I tick all the boxes? Am I happy with what I've done? And I think, at least my involvement in the sport of powerlifting has been teaching lots of people that.
Yeah.
Like when we talk about people that move away from... So a big thing that I used to push earlier on was like, if you, and because this was my experience, if fixating on how you look is negatively impacting your life, performance goals are fucking incredible, because it's like, the bar is the bar. Yep. Doesn't matter what mood you're in. Doesn't matter how you feel, how much salt you've had. It's like, the bar is the fucking bar. And it goes up or it
did
doesn't.
Did you lift it?
Yeah. It's like, I'm not sad in the morning because what I saw in the mirror.
It's objective.
The weight goes up or it doesn't. So that in general starts to like push you in a direction of, well, I can control this outcome and this is what's progress. The trap then for some people is like starting to compare yourself to other people, but we don't have that in the culture within STC with the powerlifting crew, which is good.
Yeah.
Not in a healthy way.
No.
So
it's when it comes, right?
You
so
look at you got like
So we had one of our girls in Sydney, shout out to M, third deadlift was like probably in the back of my mind, I'm like, this has to be fucking perfect. For you to get this.
Mm.
It has to be perfect. Yeah. But if we don't go for this number, so basically the way it would work is if she hit her third,
she puts pressure.
The person who was leading had to hit their third or they lost.
Yeah.
So it was like, we have to.
Yeah.
Mm. Like, you just, like, you it's individual, 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 individual. Okay, now for this next 60 seconds, we're actually in a head-to-head competition-based environment, and you have to do it. And I reckon I've done that 3 times in comps, and it's fucking awesome. Yeah. One of my kids lose by 200 grams body weight.
Body weight, yeah.
At nationals for first place. I was gutted.
Well, the thing is, like, I think when you're talking to people about, especially, like, high achievers, when you're like, I'll be process-driven, they're like, but I want to win. It's not about letting go of the outcome goal. Like, yeah. You can still want to win.
Absolutely.
It just can't be the only thing that you find valuable.
Yeah.
Because
you might not.
You need to accept that there's variables about winning that you can't control.
Correct. Yeah.
Don't get me wrong. Like, this is, like, definitely letting everyone into my brain. At the end, the only thing that made me feel better, like, immediately afterwards, before I got asked to be drug tested, before I knew I came second overall, the thing that made me feel better is, like, my DOTS, so like that's like the power to weight ratio that gets standardized across the board, which is what determined me coming second. And then it was like, cool, the heaviest squat on the day was like 180 something for the girls.
Jesus.
Yeah. And I was like, fuck, okay. That is insane. And that was like a 2.2 times body weight squat.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh cool, we opened it at 2.05 times body weight squat. So I'm like, okay, in the grand scheme of things, like, I need to be like, cool, I'm so proud of myself. So that's where the comparison for me as somebody that is, dare I say, strong. Like, I got invited to national, so I'm allowed to say I'm strong.
You can say that.
Like, I was like, cool, I did compare and I was like, great. Just, you're all right at this. Mm. Fucking stick it out. Pull your head out of your ass. Do better next time.
Yeah.
And, like, that's kind of just where I left it. I was like, well, it's done.
Yeah.
It's done. I can't fucking change it. Can't change a bench. Can't change my second squat. Can't change my autoimmune disease. Can't change that. But like this next prep, we'll change what we can.
Yeah.
And just like,
well, that's the thing.
Go
like
more than 4 for 9.
In any sport, it's like you can't be like, oh, don't get pulled into the self-comparison trap. Because it's like if you are Gen Pop and you're not competing in a like in a sport, then sure, there's really no use in like comparing yourself to anybody else. But if you are competing in a sport, it's nice to know where the best person in the world is or best person in the country is. Like,
yeah, absolutely.
As long as you can, as long as you can do it in a way that is not self-harm.
I'm like, not good enough.
Yeah.
Correct.
But I think the challenge with, it's the same in physique sports, with strength and physique sport, it's so genetically affected.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like there are people that I've put under a barbell and just gone, what?
Mm. Yeah.
You are different.
Mm.
Yeah.
And then there's people that I've seen dot every I, cross every T, do everything right and still would never get anywhere close to that person that doesn't even try.
Yeah.
It's just like that's, I think, inside. Because at the end of the day, no one's a professional powerlifter.
No.
Yeah.
Like you can.
It's literally for fun.
You can use it to like create a name and a brand and sell coaching.
Yeah.
And like it's a lot of physique sport as well.
Yeah.
But it's like no one's really pro at that. There's not sponsors lining up to fund your life. So you've also just got to think like, why are you doing
it?
And it's all
like, see what you're capable of.
Yeah. Like even like when I look at Jess's numbers, for example, like number 2 in the country, which I didn't know till just now, but there's no, in my head, I don't even go like, oh fuck, Jess is going to total like 360. This is good. I don't even think about it. It's just like, Jess has bench pressed 75 kilos before.
Mm.
She needs to bench press more than 75 kilos and that's successful.
Yep.
And then if I look at my other girls and I'm like, she's bench pressed 35 kilos before. If we bench 40 kilos,
progress is
fucking
success.
Win.
Yeah.
What happens around all of that, we have absolutely no control over.
Yeah.
Until you get there on the day and you're like, oh, actually, we're 3rd in the category right now, or 2nd or 1st. Let's play the little game at the end and see how we go.
Yeah.
Love it.
Your bodybuilding podcast is now a powerlifting podcast.
Notice how I've said nothing?
We've got one in. Got one in now.
Can we wrap up this torture? Like,
about
my bodybuilding podcast has just been tainted.
We've got 18 seconds to finish anyway. Tam's going to beep at us.
All right.
Not Tam, but he's remote.
He's done. All right. As always, guys, perfect opportunity to hit the sub button. Actually, don't just hit it. Smash it. And B, check us out on the other socials, which we haven't actually mentioned. There's heaps of stuff coming out on YouTube at the moment. Obviously, find us on Instagram and let other people know how amazing this podcast is. We'll see you next time.